Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing this back. That's Peg. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Duckenberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than coming up on 17 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the purveyor and the leader of the Index of Small Business Optimism, the NFIB's Index. And we're reporting on that today. Another month is... And Bill, thank you again for being so steadfast. And you know, folks, it's one thing to do this report, which is his profession, and I know he loves doing it. But Bill, the fact that you get out and spread the word, and you've been so steadfast to us over the years, that's a real commitment. That's true thought leadership, and we appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, that's half our economy we're talking about.
That's right.
And too often they are overlooked in Washington. You know, they only want to hang out with the big guys.
Right, right. So the labor situation, the hiring people thing, bringing on new employees, Bill, we need more employees. But these days, in the 21st century, the challenge is not just the economy, but the technology. What are we doing these days with bringing people on board?
Yeah, well, you know, we have the standard way of finding new people. We did a study of that many years ago just to see, and we try everything, but you know, often the first source of information we turn to was the people that we already employed. So there's an opening, we would check with them and see if they knew of anybody, like a relative, right, somebody that would fill the job. And then, of course, we use advertising from the window all the way to now some of the new high tech stuff for job placement. Yeah,
but I guess the thing that we're going to have to deal with now from now on, Bill, is whenever there's a work to be done, even the smaller small business has some mechanical options, some digital options that will prevent them from hiring a person, that allow them to get the work done without hiring a person and increasing their payroll. That's the economy and the technology are the double whammy against job applicants these days, isn't it?
Well, it can be, and we certainly, you know, worry about that. We've always had technological change, of course, with us, and sometimes it seems to move faster than at other times in terms of impacting the demand for labor and labor markets. This might be one of those times. They're inventing all kinds of smart machines that do the job better than one of us simple human beings.
Well, any day now, you're going to walk into a McDonald's and there's not going to be a person taking your order. It's going to be a kiosk. They're going to spin that little device on that the employees have been, you know, punching your hamburger and fries into. They're going to spin that around and tell you to start punching.
Yep.
Swipe your card. Swipe your card number 47, please, and that's you. Your Big Mac and your fries. And so
it'll come out of one of those windows like the automat used to look like.
I remember those. Yeah. So that's really something there was a time, I didn't mean to ask you this. Once upon a time over the last few years, you indicated a number. You told us a number of jobs, quality jobs that were going wanting, unfilled. Do you have an update on that number? It was like 3 or 4 million jobs that you told us about once upon a time.
Well,
do you have an updated
the
number?
The government keeps track of job openings, and they are about 5 million of them, and of course, our own survey shows that the percent of firms with a job opening that they're having trouble filling is about as high as we've ever seen it. So the labor market is tight in that sense. There's a lot of demand out there for certain types of labor.
So what's happening is people are bringing on new technology, that doesn't mean that a person loses a job. It's that the person that used to do the old physical job is not trained to do the new technical job.
Right.
And that's the issue. We got 5 million people, 5 million jobs that don't have a qualified, not an applicant, but a qualified applicant. Why isn't someone in the government addressing that, Bill? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I think they do address it. I mean, you have to look at a lot of these issues are imbalances that the labor market has to correct, that really we don't want the government trying to fix because they can't.
No, I'm talking about from a re-education standpoint. Looks to me like that would be a good use of government funds, is helping people who can't afford to go to college, go back to school and get re-educated, like a 50-something year old.
Yeah, well, the National Bureau of Economic Research has done a lot of work in that area and found out that the real contributor to helping our workers readapt and retrain are the junior college networks. They have done a really very good job.
They do a good job. They do.
Yeah.
But you
got to
go get it, right? You can't.
It won't come to you. And of course, we also found that a lot of the reasons that people aren't qualified is that they don't take a bath, they have a bad attitude, bad social skills.
Right.
All things they can fix if they really want one of those jobs. Right. Without going back to school.
Capital spending and sales went up. Both went up, didn't they?
Yep, those are looking good. We're starting to see some more of the translation of the optimism into some spending between the hiring and higher plans to get inventory investment started and the capital spending. Those are all good. That's what we need to
see.
That's
good information. That's somebody buying stuff. When capital spending means somebody's buying stuff, folks, that's what we need.
Yep.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about the credit market. And the Fed. What did the Fed do last week? See what Bill has to say about the Fed raising rates a quarter point. Quick break. NFIB.com. That's how you find the survey. Stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.